They've won by that score. They beat Bluefield 6-9 in the home opener. The reason why I'm bringing this score backwards is because what is today's date? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 6-9. Also, a happy special 28th birthday to my cousin Heather back at home on Long Island. I love you, cuz. Hope the Rangers win one for you tonight. Also, my 20th is coming up on the 20th, and that's not too far away. So the starting lineup coming up for the visiting Bristol State Liners, and starting off with Jack Tomlinson, the center fielder, and behind him Hector Mengual at short. Tomlinson last night went 0-3, RBI, strikeout, and a walk. So we are underway here in Danville, and we got Tyler Judge on the bump in his second appearance of the season. And I was talking to manager Desi Relaford, and he was telling me that we have a six-man rotation to start off the year. We'll see how it goes. So they're testing it, and Tomlinson tatters one to the left side, and a fly out right to Ryan Carr for the first out in the inning.
Now batting number 24, shortstop Hector Mengual.
Go down as an L7. And while we're talking about the Otterbots defense, we'll go around the diamond from outfield left to right. We have Ryan Carr, R.J. Johnson Jr., and Henry Garcia Jr. in right. First pitch to Mengual, outside corner for a strike. Umpires have switched spots from last night. We now have Justice Spadell at home plate and Jacob Kiefhoffner in second base. Mengual was a spark plug for the State Liners last night, 2-for-4 with a run and an RBI. And he'll get his first attempt at Judge in the first inning as he reaches one and fouls it off towards the right side. And we have the shattered glass is back. Oh, 2. And Mengual pops one up. Right side of the field. Garcia loses his hat, but secures the out, 2 away. So you already have a fly out to left, a fly out to right. Now is Johnson Jr. the only one left to get out of here. And here's up to Eric Irato. Also played last night, shifted from right and then went to first base after starting the game in right. And Irato batted third last night, 0-3 with a walk and 2 strikeouts. Bristol really trying to snap this 4-game skid, as they've been outscored over the past 4 games, 42-18, and are currently last in the entire league in runs scored with 41. Breaking ball from Judge, outside edge, misses. It's 1-1. Judge not wasting much time. Pitch, breaking ball, and fouled away. 1-2. Judge, in his first appearance, did play in the opener against Bluefield through 4 innings. Earned a strikeout, but didn't get the win. That was Sawyer Osborne, the rookie from Surrey, took care of business in relief and earned the victory for Danville's first win of the season. As Judge looks at a pitch on the outer edge, doesn't get the call from Spadell. The 2-2. Lined out to left and secured by Grant Stevenson. And that's the final out in the top half of the first inning. No hits, no runs, no errors. Bottom of the first coming up. We got Murphy, Acker, and Ayers to begin the bottom of the first inning. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Yeah. Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking.
That second, he's tied with his counterpart, RJ Johnson, who's on deck, the Appalachian State product. First pitch. Stevenson looks at one on the outer edge for a strike. A one, Stevenson lets it go for a slider down away. One pitch, right back to Fiesner and makes a tremendous catch using the finesse from his body, and Fiesner gets out unscathed and with a right remorse to keep his face in this game. Oh, what a play defensively by the TCU product. Two hits in the inning, no runs, no errors, with one left on. We are scoreless through one. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband...
And we're the only one behind him. He's batting .050. So looking at Spears, he's played in 8 games. He's 0-for-20 with 2 runs. And he hits one high to right center field, and Johnson will catch it. He speared that ball, but into the direction, and there's that R.J. Johnson fly we were looking for. So already you have action from Carr, Johnson, and Garcia Jr. in the outfield. Goes down as an L8. Here's Sean Smith Jr. was a thorn in the side for the Autobots last night with a 3-run triple in the 6th. And couldn't really familiarize himself, going 2-for-4 with a run, 3 RBIs, and a strikeout in his final at-bat in the ninth. And Judge leaves one upstairs, 2-0. Keeping this game alive. Good attendance in the crowd. A lot of seats. Still empty, but you know, that's going to happen when people want to order tickets and then decide not to go last minute. That's going to happen. That's basically in the baseball dictionary. 2-1. Up and in. And ruled the strike very late by Spadell. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two-two pitch from Judge. Up and in, and runs the full on Smith Jr. Chop towards the right side. Stevenson on a two-hopper, and he makes the play. Ground out to third.
Now batting number 62, second baseman, Jeremy Garcia.
And here's Jeremy Garcia up next. Keeping it simple, L7, L9, L5, L8, and a G5. Here's Garcia, the second baseman. And he looks at one on the outer edge for a strike. Now the fastball from Judge, and he's really not hesitating in between pitches. Fouled off to the left side and out of play. Garcia looks one upstairs. Fastball evens the count at 2. Garcia this year batting .333, 800 OPS. No homers yet for him on the season. 2-2 pitch, Judge, and a last second time call was given to Garcia by Spadell at the very last second. It seemed like his leg was already bending upwards. Judge trying to drop the gavel, and it goes into the dirt, and it's a full count. Payoff pitch from Judge, the 3-2. Chopper right back to Judge. Underhand throw over to Lanowitz, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for the Otterbots. And we head to the bottom of the second. We're scoreless. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
A gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and...
And a 4-5-6 here is coming up for the Otterbots. And it's R.J. Johnson Jr., actually 5-6-7, Johnson Jr., Stevenson, and Garcia Jr. And Fiesner made a tremendous play to end the inning with some finesse and cat-like reflexes on a liner from Luke Stevenson. So here's Johnson, breaking ball, tries to go to the outer edge and back to over the strike zone. It's failed by Fiesner, and it's 2-0. Johnson batting 292 on the year, had an RBI double, an insurance double, late in the game last night. And that gave the Otterbots their ninth run of the year to win a 9-6 on the 8th of June. 2-1 pitch. Johnson jolts one to the left side, out of play. Two and two pitch. Another one foul. Left side. Hard grounder. Fiesner, a horn frog, played with his counterpart last night, who really struggled, Trip Banta. Didn't even get up an inning of work. And Fiesner making Johnson chase it, that breaking ball in the dirt. There's his second strikeout of the game, and it comes on both lefties. First Acker and now Johnson Jr. However, Acker went down looking, and Johnson Jr. goes down swinging. Here's Grant Stevenson, batting 300 on the year, playing third base tonight. He's 6-for-20 with one of the two Otterbots home runs on the season. Also did play last night in the five-hole spot, went 1-for-5 with a strikeout. Misses inside, 2-0. Grant Stevenson, Adam Xavier, both brothers from Algonac, Michigan. Stevenson stats one, right field and carrying. Smith Jr. will go over his head. Stevenson has extra bases, retrieves it, and it's a stand-up double for Grant Stevenson. Second hit of the game. And Bolt Stevenson got great contact off the bat that time. Stevenson shifts one in right center. And another runner in scoring position. The second double of the game. Make that the third hit. Already a double from Murphy. Single from Ayers in his first AB with the Otterbots. And now Grant Stevenson with a stand-up two-bagger. Here's Henry Garcia Jr., getting one hit out of four at-bats on the season, and he looks at one swinging already on a breaking ball in the first pitch. Fouls it off to the right side, 0-1. Three stolen bags on the year. Batting 250. He is a top six right now in the league in drawing walks. Very patient at the plate. Did bat in the seven-hole spot. 2-for-4, two RBIs. Had a two-run single in the first inning last game. Looks at a breaking ball, and that swerves in at the last second. On the inside edge. Great location from Fiesner. One out in the inning. R.J. Johnson went down swinging. Acker went down looking. Fiesner looking on the inside edge. And goes down looking this time. Garcia Jr. another victim. Third strikeout of the day for Fiesner. And here's Ryan Carr, who's really trying to get off the schneid. 1-for-20 on the year. He's batting .50. 0-5-0, second worst in the Appalachian here as well, and then finished off around the 270s last season. NYU product didn't play on the ongoing past year due to the COVID pandemic. Didn't attend the University of Notre Dame and only played 14 games. Carr looks at a slider in the middle of the plate. 1-2. Carr, 258 OPS. Fiesner, 18 strikes, 27 pitches. Here comes the 1-2. Drop to the left side, fielded by Spears Jr. I'll throw off the bag, but tagged by Arado, and that'll end the inning. So another hit for the Otterbots, their third of the game. However, one stranded, no runs, and no errors. Done through two, hence it's up to the third. We are scoreless. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stop.
And there's one away. Here's Luke Francisco. Really struggling at the 9-hole spot last night. 0-for-4 with a strikeout. And he looks at one upstairs for a ball. And that one also, that one does catch the zone 1-1. Chop towards the right side. Nice stop by Acker and throws it over to Lanowitz. Little sliding scoop from Acker. And he activates the second out of the inning. Here's Shriven Cruz, and he looks at one down away in the dirt. So far, all the outfield and infield have got one, except for an unassisted first base and a play from the shortstop. So it's a 1-1 pitch. Here's to Cruz. Down and in for a ball. And to the left side, out of play. Cruz last night did come in to pinch hit for Eli Young. Eli Young did have a single to center, and then afterwards, Cruz went 0-for-2 with a run, an RBI, and a strikeout. As he lets the breaking ball go down in the dirt, and that draws a full count, 3-2. Mm-hmm. Payoff pitch from Judge. High pop-up in the infield. Left side, Stevenson underneath it, and secures the final out of the third. 1-2-3 inning for Judge. We are speeding through this one already. Already through the top half of the third. We are scoreless. No hits for Bristol. 3 for Danville. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network. Bottom of the third coming up.
It presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council. That's how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Chance coming here in Danville. 7:35 on the East Coast. Murphy watches that curveball. It dips out the bottom for a strike. Spadell giving some leeway to Fiesner. Fiesner fires and hits Murphy right on the back. That's going to sting. But Murphy mans up, get out the goal bond, and walk over to first. Hit by pitch. And here's Ty Acker, who went down looking in his first AB. Fiesner at TCU, 16 and a third. 7 earned runs, 11 strikeouts, no walks, ERA under 3.9 at a 3.86. Acker trying to redeem himself after going down looking. And lines one to the left side, out of play. Oh, and one to Acker out of Holtsville, New York, on Long Island. Outside edge, Murphy, a threat on first base, is the stolen bag leader of the Appalachian League with 8. Went for 9, but Kennedy going to keep a close eye on him, and so is Fiesner. Murphy stays put, breaking ball at the last second, and it drops in for a strike. May have been low, but Acker, same exact way he went down on that same pitch. He chokes up, gets closer to the plate, and it's 1-2. Already 3 strikeouts for Fiesner through 10 batters. The 1-2 pitch, Acker to the right side, fouls it back to the Otterbots dugout. Acker so far on the year batting 333 now after that strikeout. And staying alive, fouls it off to the left side. May want to play the Bee Gees here. Acker came in batting with at 350. Seven hits and 21 at bats, has struck out 6 times. Drops one to the right side in front of first base in foul territory to Arado, but it's right into the first base coach's box. Have to wait to get that one out of there. One and two count. Acker. And swing and a miss. Second time he's gone down on strikes. This time swinging. And he's 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Fourth strikeout for Fiesner already. He is a force for this team. Already has one win on the year. And that already gives him 10 strikeouts on the year already. In a little over 10 innings of work. That's about a strikeout an inning. Pickoff attempt, and it gets past Arado, and Murphy's going to go towards first. Arado's going to fire at second. No, he'll eat it and hold on to it at the last second. And now go down as an E1. That's not the first time we've seen this. We saw plenty of that versus Bluefield in the opening series. So here's Ayers. He's 1-for-1 on a single to right. Ayers fouls off. Inside part of the bat. And luckily that one didn't break. Oh, and a one to the Loyola Marymount catcher. Outside corner, a little more velocity on that fastball from Fiesner. Oh and two pitch. Chopped to the right, left side, and it's booted by Spears Jr. Now go down as an E5, and Murphy's safe at third, standing up, but that won't count as a hit for Ayers. Here's Luke Stevenson. Seared one right back to Fiesner in his first AB. Check that. It's Fieser, not Fiesner. So Ayers at first, Murphy at third. First pitch to Stevenson in the dirt. One oh to the four-man spot in cleanup, Luke Stevenson. Outside and high for a strike. So the strike zone pretty wide for Spadell. And for Kiefaubner, it was more tight on the corners. But high, low, outside, or inside, Spadell's calling it close. A pitcher's best friend. Up above the letters, fastball 2-1. .742, bottom of the third, no score, three hits for the Autobots, Bristol yet to get a hit. The 2-1 pitch, Stevenson lets it go, it gets past Kennedy, here comes Murphy, and it's 1-0 Autobots. Wild pitch from Fieser, and it goes down as a wild pitch, 1-0 Danville takes the lead. Here's Stevenson again with a 3-1 count, and Ayers advances to second on the wild pitch. So another runner in scoring position for the Otterbots. And Stevenson tied for second in RBIs in the Appalachian League right now. Feaser, the 3-1. Luke lets it go, and a walk. Slider down away, didn't catch him. So runners on first and second. Now you have R.J. Johnson, Jr. And went down swinging in his first AB. First pitch, Johnson jumps on one, center field. Tomlinson moves a couple of steps to his right, and that'll end the inning. So Johnson jumps on the first pitch, flies out to center. However, one does cross home plate on the wild pitch. Cam Murphy scores, and Autobots are on the board at the end of three. It's 1-0 Danville. Top of the fourth coming up next. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
You be buzzed when you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Judge put some off speed on that one. Now 1-2. Yeah, Will Spears Jr., 6 strikeouts, 21 at bats, has scored twice and walked 4 times. And another sauteed shot to center field. RJ Johnson will make the catch. And the inning is over. One left on one hit, no runs, no errors. It's 1-0 Autobots as we go into the bottom of the fourth. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste.
Another pitch, fastball 2-1 to Stevenson. He had a two-bagger in the right center field gap in the second. What did he do here in the fourth? And looks at one down and away. Another fastball, 3-1. Pitch. Stevenson lets it go, and he earns a walk. He thought he had a possible strike, stepped in the batter's box, and then went right back out. Second walk issued, and it goes to both Stevenson brothers, Grant now and Luke before. Here's Henry Garcia. Struck out looking in his first appearance. A heavy hack from Henry. And he misses on the breaking ball. 0-1. And we're back to the top of the order for the third time tonight. This game is going by pretty quick. We're halfway through. And we're not even an hour in. Game started at 7. It's 7:58 here in Danville, Virginia. Jim Fertchman giving you the Otterbots Radio Network in the Appalachian League. And here's Cam Murphy, been on base twice, scored once on the last time he was hit by a pitch, and then got on a wild pitch in the AB from Luke Stevenson that got past Kennedy. And here's Kennedy in foul ground, trying to make the catch, sliding near the stands, and secures the final out of the inning. Two left on, no runs, two hits, and it remains 1-0. Done through four. Autobots up by one. No runs for Bristol. We're heading to the top of the fifth. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
FeedingAmerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
third in his last AB. Breaking ball from Judge, inside edge for a strike. One-two pitch, chopper, tough play from Murphy at short, has to fire at first, and not in time. Tie goes to the runner, and Smith is safe on an infield single, but Murphy put all of his strength into that off-balance throw on a missile to Lanowitz, but couldn't secure the out. First hit for Sean Smith Jr. Now one for two. Here's Jeremy Garcia. Grounded out, back to the pitcher. And we have time. The pitch showing bunt. And airs back. The 1-0, outer edge fastball, and that misses. Two to Garcia. Upstairs for a ball. And it's 3-0. Judge may want a new baseball. He's asking for it, and Spindell will grant permission. Three and oh, and waiting to throw the bat to the dugout to walk to first base. Spindell says, not so fast, pulls a Lee Corso and tells him to stay in the batter's box. 3-1. And fouls off. Now he's in a hole. If count is full, 3-2. Good pitches from Judge. I guess that baseball change, that different ball helps him out a bit against this batter. Full count against Garcia. Judge, foul, and this will go down the left field line and stay fair. So therefore, Sean Smith was ready to go back to first. They thought he caught it. So an opposite field single for Jeremy Garcia. He's now 1-for-2 and back-to-back singles for the state liners. And here's Carson Kennedy, who went down swinging in the third. Carson Kennedy, new to the lineup, didn't play last night. Looks at one on the inside corner, ball on a fastball. 5'10", 185 at a West Lafayette, Indiana, at a Butler, a freshman, and he opposite field, right center. Garcia doesn't get there, but Johnson secures it. Johnson with a running catch all the way to his left. And it looked like Garcia and Johnson were going to collide. Therefore, that makes Smith Jr. tag from second to third. Garcia stays put at first. Runners on the corners for Luke Francisco. The double play is in effect. First pitch to Francisco, fouls one off to the right side near the parking lot. There it is. A pitch, both runners go, and this would be a possible RBI. No, it's a 6-4-3 double play, and Judge pumps the fist, gets out of the jam, unscathed. It appeared that possibly Francisco may have beat it out, but no. A quick throw from Murphy over to Acker, and Acker fires one to Lanowitz, and the side is retired on a 6-4-3 double play. Kills two birds with one stone. Done through four. We head to the bottom of the fifth. and it's 1-0 Autobots.
Set up and go right now.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org...
We're at the bottom of the fifth here in Danville. 1-0 Autobots. And we'll face the top of the order. Well, the second 2-3-4 hitters, Acker, Ayers, and Stevenson. Acker swinging away, trying to elevate it upstairs. And he can't connect. 1-1. Feaser still on the mound. The pitch. Fastball. Acker. Opposite. Ground ball. Third base. And go down as a G5. Acker now 0-3.
Under the plate, number 24, the catcher, Robbie Ayers.
Here's Ayers. Ayers. 1-2, base hit to right, and an E5 in the third. Curveball swoops in on the outer edge for a strike. Second pitch, another curveball, and that one out of the zone. Evens up the count at 1. Breaking ball. That one hits the zone. 1-2. Outside. 2-2 on a fastball. Got Luke Stevenson on deck. Number 29 in the batter's box. Walked and lined out. He remains 0-1. 2-2 pitch. Towards second base again. Garcia getting action. Almost beat out by Ayers, the catcher. And Ayers is retired for the first time this season. Here's Stevenson. 0-1. Lined out. And also on a wild pitch, that scored Murphy the only run of the game. So he was at the plate when Murphy scored during that pitch assessment from Feaser. He looks another breaking ball, 0-1. Feaser starting to get comfortable with that first pitch breaking ball. Seen it do it quite often. Already 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth. low-scoring affair at American Legion Post 325 Field. The 1-1. Down and away, off speed, in the dirt. And Kennedy catches it, 2-1. To Luke. Two outs in the inning. Luke swings and misses, chased at an off-speed pitch. No fastballs in this AB for Feaser. I think he checked the stats and saw that this guy is there, tied to be their best RBI leader with the guy on deck in R.J. Johnson. All have been down and away. Curveball late, and finesses one foul. Off the Otterbot's cage in front of the dugout. Two and two pitch again. Breaking ball inside edge. Inside. 3-2. Good AB here from Stevenson, battling. And has yet to see a fastball. Feaser playing mind games. The 3-2. Breaking ball again. And Stevenson is retired. You saw 6-7 different breaking balls from Feaser in that appearance. And that's his fifth strikeout of the game. And we're done through five. Heading to the top of the six. It's 1-0 Otterbots. You're listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking. Now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are. But I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road. But I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No.
And we have a new pitcher in the game. Tyler Judge's day is done, but he had a very solid scoreless quality outing for the pitcher out of NYU. And he was spectacular on the bump in his time in this game. A little bunt attempt here from Cruz, and it goes past the glove of Lanowitz. Garcia will go all the way up from right center and retrieve it all the way to the right field corner and toss it over to Lanowitz. And I'll go down as an error. No, they'll rule that an infield single. Bunt single for Cruz. Back to the top of the order, Jack Tomlinson for the third time. Judge, five innings, three hits, one strikeout. Quality effort. Here's Ryan Slayton in the bump now for the Otterbots. High fly ball, right center field. Garcia going back, and Johnson again will make the catch. Center field rules all today. If it's going to right center or left center, center field's taking it. Good contact from Tomlinson, but goes down as a long flyout. P8 on Tomlinson. And here's Mangual, 1-for-2. Runner goes. Here's the throw from Ayers on the money. And Murphy lays the tag late. It looks like he got it in time. But the wheels from Cruz pay off on a stolen bag. So Cruz, by the way, also in trouble. Didn't really hit much this season so far. But he also picks up. Looking at Slayton. 6'4", 220, 19 years old, out of Alexander City, Alabama. And looks outside again, 3-0. The location may be a little bit of a concern, because then you load the bases loaded with the cleanup hitter, Will Spears Jr. on deck. And Spears Jr. has had good contact today, but he has lined out and flew out to center twice. He flew out the center twice, but made good contact. Over the heart of the plate, and Arada was ready to walk to first, but that really didn't miss the strike zone one bit. 3-1. Remember, Arada was in this situation before, got on with his wheels in a 1-6 fielder's choice in the last appearance, and calls a time again at the last second. Very close. Just, I believe, before Slayton was about to deliver, Spadell ruled time to Arado. Three and one again. Slayton, the pitch, outside and misses. Bases are loaded for Spears Jr. At a St. Cloud, Florida, lines one to left field. This may test the arm of Carr. Carr will let it go, and this will cross Arado home. A sack fly to left for Jeremy Garcia makes it 3-1. Bristol, 3 unanswered for the State Liners in the sixth.
The batting number 3, catcher Carson Kennedy.
Here's Carson Kennedy up next. 0-for-2. Struck out and lined out to right center. And that was back in the fifth. Slayton crosses the plate on a fastball, 0-1. Kennedy trying to add more wounds to the Autobots. Kennedy, a freshman, a two-year starter at Harrison High School. And he drops a curveball in on the outer edge. Late break, and it's 0-2 on the State Liners catcher. Also, Kennedy, first-team All-Conference, team MVP, team captain, and an Indiana All-Star, helped Harrison win a sectional championship. The 0-2 pitch popped up. Right side of the infield. Acker goes into the outfield. Garcia waves him off, and he drops the ball. Miscommunication between Acker and Garcia with two outs in the inning. That brings home another, and that's Spears Jr. crossing home plate, and it's 4-1 Bristol. An E9 on Garcia. It appeared Acker may have had enough room to secure it. And Garcia waved off Acker at the very last millisecond. And it's a costly one for Danville. Their first error of the night. And here comes Luke Francisco at the 8-hole spot, who's 0-for-2. No RBI, though, for Kennedy. Unearned run for Slayton. Now runners on the corners. And you have Sean Smith at third. Slayton looks at a breaking ball, and Francisco tips it off to the backstop. 1-1. Luke Francisco last batter in the lineup, and then Cruz, who started off on a bunt single, is up next. Francisco, right side, Garcia jostling down, and that will go out of play. 1-2 to the designated hitter. .585 out of Abington, Virginia. Hometown of Abington, less than 15 miles from Bristol. Didn't play at Carson Newman in Tennessee any games in the year of 2022. 1-2 pitch, Slayton. Sautés one to the right side and will stay fair. And you have Smith will cross home plate. An RBI single for Luke Francisco. And the runs keep on adding up for Bristol. It's 5-1 State Liners. Five in the inning. Slayton really taking a beating in this inning in relief for Tyler Judge. And the second time of the inning, here's Cruz with two outs. The State Liners are hitting them where they ain't. And Cruz looks at a curveball. 0-1. Cruz dropped down what was similar to what Relaford dropped down last night on a bunt single. And it was a beaut. And he got his second hit of the season with that. Chopper down the left side. It will stay foul. Last second called by Kiefhoffner. Oh, and two to the nine-hole spot, and then back to the top of the order for the second time in this inning for Jack Tomlinson on deck. That is depending if Slayton can get out of this inning and still looking for his first strikeout of the season. Oh, two, and good contact left center field. Carr going back, actually running in, sliding in, and making the final out of the inning. It appeared that ball was going to carry, and then Carr had to go down, sliding on one knee all the way to his left, right behind the shortstop, and made a nice defensive play in left center. But five runs cross home plate for Bristol, and the Autobots face their biggest deficit at home here at American Legion Post 325 Field. Bottom of the sixth coming up. It's 5-1 State Liners. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at getvaccineanswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up,
That frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear, because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're...
And we've hit the top, the bottom of the six. R.J. Johnson will lead off, then Stevenson and Garcia Jr. And Johnson cranks one deep right center field, looking up off the top of the wall. Smith Jr. thought he was seeing a home run, and R.J. Johnson with the longest hit in this ballpark off the very top of that right center field wall. And he has a leadoff double. Any other ballpark, that's likely a home run, and he has yet to hit one this season. And running all the way to his left, Tomlinson makes the play, but not really that easily, and it's one away in the inning.
Number 44, right fielder Henry Garcia Jr.
Here's Garcia Jr. One for two, went down looking, and a single to right. Here come the Autobots. Breaking ball. Garcia Jr. garners one down the left field line and can't keep it fair. 0-1. Ahead of that breaking ball, couldn't keep it fair. A little concerning for Wyatt Sutton, the coordinator of fun, almost went through a table in the break. And he took him about 15, 20 seconds to get up. And Garner down the right field line. That'll drop fair. Henry Garcia has extra bases. This will bring home Johnson Jr. And Garcia's got wheels looking for three. And he's got a stand-up RBI triple. And he cuts the deficit to three. It's 5-2 Bristol. Hold up 1 second. Here comes Danville with a dot down the right field line and another breaking ball served up from Wood. And it looks like they do have a position player at the mound for Bristol. And here comes Ryan Carr trying to garnish an 0-for-2 tonight. And he looks at a strike, 0-1. After that Spears hit that brought home an RBI in the sixth, Ryan Carr has the lowest batting average on the year. But forget that now. An RBI single the opposite way brings home Garcia, and it's 5-3 now. I spoke a little too soon, but Carr, that'll feel good. His second hit of the year after coming in 1 of 20, now 2 of 23. And now we're back to the top of the order. Actually, no, the bottom of the 9-hole spot for Corbin Lanowitz after flying out to left in the fourth. And we're going to have a chat between Kennedy and Wood. First pitch, down away, off-speed pitch to Lanowitz. 1-0. Got to really give credit to Wyatt for keeping his voice doing that every single home game. So much passion for this crowd and this team, the second year he's been doing the street. And he is quite an asset here in Danville. 2-0 pitch to Lanowitz. Lanowitz lets it go. Three breaking balls down and away, and Lanowitz leaves him alone. Lanowitz, 250 average checking in, 0-2 today on a ground out and a flyout. 3-0, down in the dirt, and here come the Autobots. Tying run on first base, and we're at the top of the order for the second best hitter in the league average-wise for Cam Murphy. And Blake Wood, is he coming out? Yes, he is. And only faced three hitters in a third of an inning, and we're going to see a righty come in to face Murphy. Look like Garvey doesn't like the lefty versus righty matchup. And we're going to see a righty, so we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. It's 5-3 Bristol, 2 in the bottom of the 6th for Danville. New pitcher coming in for Bristol. We'll tell you when we get right back from this break.
Enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
So we have a new pitcher coming in on the right side this time. So righty for lefty. And a very short stint for Blake Wood coming in to pitch in relief for Cohen Fieser. Cohen Fieser did have a good outing defensively. But still, this could be in effect depending on what the Autobots do with Cam Murphy up at the dish. Henry had an RBI single. Carr, another RBI single. Lanowitz draws a walk, and here's Murphy. Carr at second, and Lanowitz at first. Here's Ezra Gustafson coming in to pitch in relief. And not many. 6 foot, 185 out of Midwest City, Oklahoma, out of Arkansas, Little Rock, a freshman. Went 1-0 this season. High fastball above the letters, and it's 2-0 on Murphy. 10 runs, 10 earned, 2 strikeouts, 3 walks. And an ERA a little below 17. Batters really hit well against him at 4.81. Was a 3-year letter winner at Carl Albert High School as a utility player. 2-0, Murphy lays off, but it's ruled a strike. Inside fastball. And Spindell calls it a strike. 2-1. What can Murphy do for you? With runners in scoring position. well, a runner in scoring position. Two and one, Murphy pops up. Right side of the infield could be troublesome. Actually, will glaze all the way to Smith Jr. in right. Therefore, Carr advances to third on the tag. Runners on the corners with two outs in the inning. Here's Ty Acker. So far, that's the fourth different ball in this inning we've seen go to the right side. And that's the third one from a right-hander. Only one else was that bomb to right center field off the bat of R.J. Johnson on the first pitch from Blake Wood. Wood didn't really last long in this one. A third, three hits, two runs, two earned, one walk. Here's Acker. Outside, two-seam action, misses, 1-0. Garcia Jr. on that triple, his first of the year for the Manhattan native. 1-0 pitch from Gustafson. Acker, little chopper to the right side, be a close play, try to get out at first, and it's a 3-1 unassisted. Gustafson gets the ball from Arado at first, and that'll end the inning. Two stranded for the Autobots, but they put two more on the board. Done through six. It's 5-3 Bristol. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We got Slayton so far tonight. One inning, four hits, five runs, three earned, one walk. And he's ahead of Tomlinson, 0-2 on a swing and a miss. And Slayton still working for his first season strikeout, and it's only a matter of time. Seven hits for the Autobots, seven hits for the State Liners. The 0-2 pitch inside almost hits Tomlinson on a breaking ball. Took a slider at the ankles, and it's 1-2. Tomlinson 0-3 tonight. Even though he's leading off, really struggling on the year, batting 167. The 1-2 pitch from Slayton. And upstairs and away, fastball, 2-2. Makes it 2-2. And over the head, no, right to Acker at second base as Tomlinson tatted one right to Acker on the right side, one away. And here's Hector Mengual. Mm-hmm. L4. In the seventh, here's Mangual. Scored in the sixth. Two singles and a line out. And a strike to Mangual from Slate. Mangual batting 318 on the year. Been a force on the on this Bristol's offense. Go around the league. Bluefield up 2-0 on Burlington still. 8-1 Pulaski over Princeton in the seventh. 6-1 Kingsport over Johnson City erupted in the middle of the game. And another single to center for Mangual again. That's the fourth hit for him in this series, and they've all been to the 8-hole spot defensively. Here's Arado. Double play is in effect. Infield playing double play depth. Third middle away. However, Lanowitz covering first, and you have Acker and Murphy playing middle away towards second base. Whoever can get to second first is may get a double play out. And the fastball up and away. And Arado held up his swing. 1-0. Arado walked in his last AB in the sixth. That was the only walk Slayton has allowed tonight. Fastball down and away. May have been a changeup. And it's 1-1 on Arado. Arado last night really struggled. 0-3 with a walk and two strikeouts. He's walked twice and struck out twice in this series. The 1-1 pitch. Hector goes. The throw from Ayers there, and it's late. And he got him! Murphy puts the quick tag on Mangual, and Ayers with an assist. But credit Murphy on the quickness in the tag. And that's a ball on Arado. It's 2-1, but Mangual caught stealing. It appeared Mangual may have got the hand in, but with the quickness of the tag from Murphy, may have pulled his hand off just with aggression. Unintended, but it's an out. Breaking ball slide right back over to Slayton. And that'll end the inning. So Slayton done through two innings of work and goes through three batters. Time to get up and stretch. We're hitting the bottom of the seventh. It's 5-3 Bristol. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember.
Never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one.
Went out to center twice tonight. But Herman did pitch on the road at Elizabethton and did pick up the loss in the extra inning game in that 2-1 loss. And that's cranked out to left center field. And that's over the wall and gone. No, off the top of the wall. Good throw from Carr at second. It takes a slow bounce. And Sears Jr. spears one off the very top, off the left field wall, off the bots to Biggs billboard in dead left center. Got a hold of that one and still didn't get out of the yard. It looked like the ball escaped over the wall, but it contacted the white bots, the Biggs billboard, in dead left. Therefore, you couldn't see if the ball got out of here. It looked like it did, but it went off the very top of that left field wall. Stand-up sliding double, actually, for Will Spears Jr. Here's Sean Smith Jr. Was hit by pitch in the sixth. Almost got hit there. Inside fastball, 1-0. Haven't seen a home run hit in this yard yet this season. It is possibly the most difficult to get out in this ballpark. A few come out in DP. Not many or any in a regular game. 1-1 pitch and a fastball. Swing and a miss from Smith Jr., 1-1. Outside fastball, 2-1. And Kingsport showing why they're undefeated, taking care of the Doughboys in their own stadium. Now 10-1 in the bottom of the sixth. However, last chance for Burlington. They're down 2-0. Bluefield undefeated, winless, I should say. And Burlington undefeated at 7-0. Bluefield has a chance to spoil that with a big upset, giving Burlington their first loss. There's one on with no outs in the inning, though, for Burlington. So hold your horses, Ridge Runners. 2-2 pitch to Smith Jr. Herman looks back at second, fires away, and fouled off to the right side. Two and two again, and Ayers and Herman will exchange a few words. The 2-2, chopped up over the head. of Herman. Acker fields it, off-balance throw, and gets the out. One away, and here's Jeremy Garcia Jr. That advances Spears Jr. to third. Acker was thinking about going to third and then made a quick throw to his right and fired to Lanowitz, one away. However, an insurance run is possible with Spears Jr. 90 feet away. You have a lefty on lefty here, Garcia from the left side against a left-handed pitcher, Andrew Herman. And a fastball misses outside, 1-0. Up the middle, off the leg, and this might go past Acker. That's going to be an RBI single for Jeremy Garcia. Went off the bottom leg, shoot right back to Herman. Sauteed into the right, shallow right center field, past Acker. Acker retrieved it anyway. Garcia remains at first, and it's 6-4 Bristol after the RBI single from Jeremy Garcia. Here's Carson Kennedy, the catcher. And the runner goes. Ayres with a throw. It's wide to the left. And he's safe. Now, are they calling catcher's interference? They are. So, therefore, Kennedy is out. That's the third time in this building we have seen a catcher's interference call. And that's the second time in this series we've seen that. So therefore, Kennedy is out on batter's interference, and Luke Francisco will face. Therefore, that sends Garcia back to first. Two outs in the inning. Here's Francisco, who was the one on batter's interference last night, and it was Blake Wood, the pitcher. Well, who came into relief this game, Blake Wood, last night was playing center field and did not come out of the game, went 1-for-4 with a run, and had a single and scored in the third of last night's game. 1-0 to Francisco. Pickoff attempt back at first, and Garcia's held at bay. Back again, first. Garcia safe. Francisco batting just under 100, batting .091 on the year. Call it 91. Another pickoff attempt, and he's picked off. Lenowitz has Garcia in a pickle. Throws back over to Murphy. Murphy throws back over, and a sliding tag. Missed it, and Murphy goes back from Herman, and he's out. It looked like Herman may have dodged the tag. Well, actually, it looked like Garcia may have dodged a tag from Herman. Herman threw back over to first, and Murphy tags out Garcia at first base. A wild series of events. We'll see how that rules out. It'd be very close. A 3-6, a 1-3-6-1-6 out to end the top of the eighth. It remains 6-4 Bristol, bottom of the eighth coming up. You are listening to the Autobots Radio Network.
That's today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad,
Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And he had a single back in the right into right field in the sixth. It was held on after Acker grounded out to first, and then a nice tag from Gustafson. And a high, it is a strike that lands in the zone against Carr. Good inside slider from Gustafson. Carr looks at a breaking ball again and misses. 2-0. Oh, 1-0, check that. He had a fantastic story telling me about his time, his claim to fame. He quoted it to me about playing with the New York Yankees. He faced Robin Yount in his first appearance and gave up a triple. And then after that game, he pitched against the Red Sox. The Yankees went on to win 18 straight games. Didn't really have a lot of process while he was in the majors, and also was the pitching coach, an assistant pitching coach in San Francisco for the Giants back when Madison Bumgarner was on the team. He was telling me that earlier. And he was signed right out of Bluefield, Virginia. Here's Lanowitz. And gets out of one inside. Carr, safe at first. Pickoff attempt from Kennedy to Arado. And Carr back at first safely. Yeah, Torrey Pettiford, the first base coach. And he has quite a series himself. Another player never made it to the majors, but had six town ambassadors in the Northeast League. And Lanowitz looks at a fastball on the outer edge for a strike, 3-1. And to round out 99 at age 26 in the Abilene Prairie Dogs in the Texas-Louisiana League. So he's been around. 3-1 count to Lanowitz. Carr at first base, the pitch. Lanowitz outside corner and doesn't get the call from the umpire. Now it's a 3-2 count on the Otterbots first baseman. Down 3-0, now down 3-2, up 3-0 now. Full count 3-2. Payoff pitch coming from Gustafson. Carr remains at first. The pitch fouled off. Actually, no, it's a drop third strike, and Lanowitz will get on base. Off the first safely. It gets past the glove of Kennedy on an inside fastball. It looked like he may have fouled it off. He called him out, but oh, they are going to rule Lanowitz out, so therefore first base is occupied. That's right, so Carr advances to second. Therefore, Lanowitz is out at first. And it actually goes down as a strikeout for Gustafson. Top of the order for Cam Murphy. Fifth time at the plate. Double hit by pitch, pop out twice. First one in the catcher in the fourth, and a pop out to get the second out of the inning in the sixth. And he is the tying run at the plate. Bottom of the 8-6-4 Bristol, one out in the inning. 9-17 here in Danville, Virginia at American Legion Post 325 Field. Murphy batting 429 on the year. Third behind Nate Anderson and Owen Carapoletti. Carapoletti, 435 now on the season, has 10 hits and 23 ABs, and Nate Anderson, 467. He's 14 of 30. Cam Murphy right now, 9 of 21. Inside pitch, ruled a strike on a backdoor slider from the inside. And the crowd does not like that one. You hear the boos here in Danville. Wyatt, do your thing down there. Two pitch and swing and a miss. Murphy goes down swinging on a slider down and away and chased it. Murphy, the first time he's gone down swinging tonight, the fifth time this season. And that's a big out for Gustafson. And here's Acker, the tying run at the plate with two away in the eighth. Acker tonight, 0 for 4. Struck out twice, ground out the first, twice. Acker looks at outside pitch, maybe a changeup off speed, misses. 1 and up. Acker, freshman out of George Washington. 1-0 pitch, Acker, swing and a miss. Wanted to activate that ball. It's back into the glove of Kennedy, 1-1. One, the pitch, Acker in the dirt. Good stop from Kennedy. 2-1. Acker, during his time at Station East High School, named the All-League and All-County Conference teams during his time there. He styled the Thomas J. Sabatel Senior Scholar Athlete and Outstanding Scholar Physical Education Awards. He is a pure athlete with raw athleticism. 2-1 pitch to Acker. Outside fastball. Off the plate, 3-1. This year with George Washington, 296 average, 2 homers, 17 ribbies, 42 of 142 at the plate in 39 starts and 46 games played. Hitters count for Acker, 3-1 in the dirt. Oh, wait a minute. And Acker shakes his head. Slider that looked like it was in the dirt, but Spidell thinks otherwise, and that's a full count. And that would have been more comfortable with Ayers up next with runners on first and second with two outs. Wow. A surprising call from Spidell. So Acker thought he may have had a base on balls. Now a full count from Gustafson to the Otterbot's second baseman. Payoff pitch. Here it comes. Fastball. Chopped to the right side and foul. To a 3-2 count again after the foul ball. Gustafson fires and delivers. Breaking ball misses. That one was probably even closer than the last pitch. Same pitch, just missed outside. Runners on first and second for Robbie Ayers. That's the first time Acker's been on base tonight as well. Remains 0 for 4 with a walk. And here's Ayers, who's 1 for 4. After his first AB, drove a single to right. Since then, E5, G2, and a G6. Ayers with a chance to make a really solid debut happen. He swings and misses at the first fastball, 0-1. Oh, crowd really making their voice heard in this stadium. Harris did have a home run this year at Loyola Marymount, along with 11 RBIs. Fastball outside and caught from Kennedy at the last second. If he reacted any later, may have been a wild pitch, and then you have two runners in scoring position instead of one. One and one to the catcher out of Loyola Marymount, California. The pitch. Down and away. Fastball just missed the outside zone. 2-1, and the temperatures have dipped here in Danville. When I woke up this morning, I checked my phone. It said 86, a high of 86, a low of 58. That is dipping in June. That's usually back when I had the Long Island weather. But usually the low would go from 85 to like 75 at night. But it is dipping as we get closer to the dog days of summer. 2-1 to Ayers. The pitch almost hits him inside. And that this will load the bases loaded, if anything, if he draws a walk for Luke Stevenson. And he would be very comfortable in this situation. Three and one to Ayers. The pitch outside, and the bases are loaded for Stevenson. Back-to-back walks on Acker and Ayers. And Garby's seen enough. He's going to the bullpen. And he's bringing out, looks like, number 31. It's going to be Drew Rudzinski, it appears. Bring out a righty. Bases are loaded. Two outs in the inning. And that will do it for Ezra Gustafson. Not a bad outing in relief, but he does have the bases loaded with two outs. He will be responsible for all these runners on base, depending on what happens with Luke Stevenson here. But it remains in question on what will go down. So Gustafson line, 2 1/3, a hit, a run, an earned run, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And is it 31 Rudzinski is the question in relief. The fourth different pitcher taking the bump for Bristol. I saw 31 come out of the bullpen. It is Rudzinski. Get a little fist bump for myself, me and Jay, a little fist bump here. My best PA announcer in the App League by far. Not even close. We would go to break, but we have the bases loaded with two outs in the inning. Down by two. With one swing could change the outcome of this game. So look at Rudzinski for what he's done so far away from this season. Not many numbers going down the pitchers. Here we are. Floridian out of St. Petersburg, 6'3", 215 out of St. Leo. Sophomore, went 3-1 this year. 18 games, 1 save, 29 1/3, 17 strikeouts, 6 walks, and ERA under 2.8. Not bad for the sophomore out of the Sunshine State. As a freshman, made 3 appearances on the mound for the Lions, all out of the bullpen. Posted an 11.57 ERA while not recording a decision. Saw 2 1/3 of action, struck out 3 while walking 1. He made his debut versus Barry on March 4th. Saw an inning of action versus the Buccaneers with a strikeout and a hit allowed. Here comes the recap by the Dead South. Luke Stevenson controls Danville's fate with the bases loaded. And he slams one to left, and it's foul. Carr at third, Acker at second, and Ayers at first. I'll listen to that sound for a bit. In Danville, they will rock you. Just depends on can they come through in this situation with the cleanup man, with the bases loaded, two outs of the inning, down 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth against the Bristol State Liners. Stevenson lets a slider go by, and he's down 0-2. Wodzinski can really quiet this crowd if he can get Stevenson down. He was hit by pitch in the seventh, and Stevenson has gone down swinging in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 tonight and also walked in the third. Wodzinski, the 0-2, and Stevenson swings and misses, and that will quiet the crowd instantaneously here in Danville. Three left on, no runs in this inning. We head to the top of the ninth, and Wodzinski riles up Bristol in the dugout. They remain up by 2, 6-4. Top of the ninth up next. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
Story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To make that happen. Fastball outside, 1-0 to RJ. Wodzinski fires, winds up, and a strike down and in on the Appalachian outfielder. One and one. Swing and a miss. Johnson looks at a swing in the dirt, it appeared. Low fastball, one and two. So they're going to change the ruling of that Cam Murphy throw. They're going to rule it an error and not a single to Francisco. So that gives two errors apiece. Johnson, a little floater to left field, and it's going to be caught by Cruz. And a little more on that would have gone over the head. It appeared may have dropped, but Cruz showing off the wheels in the outfield. And Bristol's two outs away. And after that out, Johnson's now 1-for-5 on the night with an RBI double. Stevenson drops to the left side, foul, way out in front. Stevenson tonight 2-for-3. Just under 350 on the season so far. Two doubles. One in the second and one in the seventh. And went both ways, left and right. 0-1, Stevenson. Slider comes back the back door on the inside part of the plate. 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, Stevenson ahead, basically deja vu from the first pitch, identically foul off the same slider down and away. Two pitch, down in the zone, fastball misses, 1-2 to the Otterbots third baseman. He's gone on base three times tonight, including a walk. He had that long flyout to center field. So he's made good contact all night long. Brzezinski from the stretch, the 1-2 pitch, slider, right center field, Tomlinson on the horse, and a diving catch made by Smith Jr. No, it falls off his glove, and Stevenson will come in for his third double of the night. It appeared that Smith Jr. held on, went for the dive, and as he was going to the ground, the ball popped out of his glove, thrown in by Tomlinson, and Grant Stevenson has three doubles on the night, tying run at the plate for Henry Garcia Jr. And if I had to be remiss, he is due for a big hit. Tying run at the plate. Henry Garcia, 2-for-4 tonight. Breaking ball outside, misses. And just saying, in the defensive substitution, early last inning, Connor Bradshaw came in for Ryan Carr to play left field. He's on deck. The 1-0 to Garcia. And he does get hit right near the chest, and he is rubbing that one off. That's going to hurt. He got hit right in the ton of bounds. And credit to Irado for making a really good defensive play to end this game with Bristol taking the W. But wow, oh wow. Autobots had a chance to take advantage in the bottom of the eighth. Bases loaded for Luke Stevenson. Struck out on a slider in the dirt. Couldn't capitalize there. He had runners on first and second. Johnson with a line out. And then Stevenson with a double. Garcia with a hit by pitch. And this game ends on a 6-4-3. Double play. And Danville drops their first loss in front of the Danville faithful with a 6-4 game result in favor of the Bristol State Liners. Final box score. from today's game. It was an awesome one to call. 20 hits combined, 11 for Bristol, 9 for Danville. But that is it here for this one. But final box. Judge pitched great. 5 innings of work, 3 hits, 1 strikeout, but got the no decision. And Grant Stevenson had a terrific game, 3 of 4 with 3 doubles, including an RBI and a walk. Henry Garcia went 2 for 4. Carr went 1 for 3 with an RBI. Outside of that, no one else really stood out. Robbie Ayers in his debut, 1 for 4 with a walk. Cam Murphy, 1 for 4 with a strikeout and a run. RJ Johnson just missed the first home run of the season in this ballpark with a right center field shot high off the right field wall back in the 6th inning. He went 1 for 4. And then you had on the 9-hole spot, Lanowitz 0 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout. But Bristol really took care of this one as well. But Danville comes up short by 2 runs, leaving first and second stranded. But it wasn't enough to take down Bristol after that 5th inning, that 5-run 6th inning that got the job done. So looking at Bristol, after taking that victory tonight, their schedule looks like this. Let's see how they'll battle out after tonight. And they'll be hosting Elizabethton tomorrow and Friday. And then the Otterbots will play Elizabethton on Monday and Tuesday of next week on the 13th and the 14th. After that, you'll see Bristol go to Greenville on Monday and Tuesday, then have a 2-game homestand versus the Kingsport Axemen, who have yet to lose a game. They are 8-0 in the standings, and they have been one of the toughest teams to beat so far in the Appalachian League, rightfully so, with the scores they're performing so far. Yeah, they won 10-6 tonight in Johnson City. Tie game right now, final. In Burlington, Bluefield and Burlington, it's 2-2, so who won the game is the question. We'll find out probably after this. Elizabethton took down Greenville 11-4, and Pulaski beat Princeton 9-3. That is Danville's next opponent tomorrow. Pulaski at even 500 at 4-4. Danville now 2-5-3 on the season. That'll do it here from American Legion Post 325 Field. Bristol comes out on top 6-4 over the Danville Otterbots. Special thanks to Austin Schur, PA announcer Jay Stevens, my stringer Zach Mazalar. I'm Jim Fortune saying so long and farewell from Danville. Your final, Bristol 6, Danville 4. We'll hear from you on Monday night when Danville comes back and plays a 2-game series versus the Elizabethton River Riders. Have a good night and enjoy the rest of your weekend.